Brett Tingley from The Drive did a brilliant like series of articles on Salvatore Pais, following the entire story through his inventions, through the testing, through who was funding it, why were they funding it. And I did an interview with Brett a number of years ago. He's not really part of the UFO research community anymore. He's kind of taken a step back.
Right.
But he was a great journalist. In fact, he was how I got linked up with Salvatore Pais. But, you know, in his reporting, it was demonstrated that essentially, like, they did initial tests. The patent office refused these inventions because they were outside the norm of possibility. At least, you know, from their right. perspective, it was like, we don't have this tech.
Right.
And then Salvatore Pais's CEO, his commanding officer, basically forces these things through the patent office, saying they're actionable. They are already operational. Right. Key word is literally written in some of these documents, operational.
Right.
And then they do testings without Salvatore Pais present and say that it's not operational.
Of course.
And they bin it.